Today's recording is l'schus in honor and for the merit of Evan and Asia Sivan Cohen, together with the kids Reina and Shua. May everything go well over the next few weeks, and may they be signed and sealed for a good and sweet year with all the Jewish people. As we're rounding the bend and about to approach the holiest day of the year, Achas B'Shana, as the Torah calls it, the one day of the year, or as Chassidus says, the day where the one shines the most, and the day that it's most important that we know and we are able to demonstrate and feel and be seen for all the beauty and profound holiness we all possess. For after all, we are Hashem's children and we are the future. We have to learn well to lead the way and see all the beauty that we possess inside. So it's a perfect time to focus on an absolutely beautiful teaching from the Holy Reb Shlomo of Radomsk, the Teferes Shlomo, explaining a pasuk in Shir Shirim. The Song of Songs generally is where God shows us, tells us how much he's madly in love with us. As we focused on a couple of weeks ago, one of the verses from Song of Songs, but this pasuk that the Teferes Shlomo speaks about in Erev Yom Kippur is from chapter 4. And here Hashem literally says, the beginning of the chapter begins, Perek Dalet begins, where Hashem says to us, "How beautiful you are, my darling. How very beautiful. Your eyes are like doves behind your veil." And that we already learned a couple of weeks ago. What does it mean that Hashem calls our eyes like the eyes of a dove? Because the male and female doves stare into each other's eyes all the time, and we're always staring at Hashem, and Hashem is staring back at us. And then these verses continue with graphic compliments of Hashem saying how beautiful we are, which is so perfect for Yom Kippur. And then in verse 3, God says to us, "Kechut hashani sifso sayich." Your lips are like a scarlet thread. Hashem says that our lips are like a scarlet thread. Kechut hashani sifso sayich. So the Holy Radomsker taught once on Erev Yom Kippur. What does it mean that Hashem is saying that our lips are like a scarlet thread? So what do we know about a scarlet thread in Yom Kippur? We know what the Mishnah tells us in Yuma, that in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, they would actually hang a scarlet thread over one of the doors of the temple. A red thread, a scarlet thread. And after the whole sacrificial service of Yom Kippur finished, including the Sir LaZozel, the goat that was thrown off the cliff, one of the miracles is that the whole Jewish people would see that the scarlet thread would turn white. Miraculously, that thread that would hang from the door of the Beis HaMikdash would turn from scarlet to white, which symbolized the fact that we turned from red, from sin, to complete purity of whiteness. But the Radomsker says that we in the time of exile, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash right now, we don't have the temple, we don't have the sacrificial order, and we don't have that scarlet thread. So the Holy Radomsker teaches that that's what King Solomon is hinting to the Jewish people in exile, which is unfortunately the majority of our history. And our lips are like that scarlet thread. Hashem is saying that we're beautiful, and one of the beautiful aspects of us is that our lips are like a scarlet thread. And that means that just like in the temple, the scarlet thread indicated when it turned white, it indicated that we achieved atonement. Now in exile, our lips, that we actually say the words in the machzer, we say the words of the Seder Avodah, we say the words of the sacrificial order, the Seder Avodah, and all the other prayers, our lips achieve that same purification and atonement now that in the temple they had to bring all the animals and everything else. Now it's just our lips. Our power is the moving of our lips, and we say so many words over Yom Kippur, but it's because our lips are like a scarlet thread that God sees the beauty of our lips, and it brings that whiteness. And the Radomsker continues that even though before we begin praying in Yom Kippur, when we start davening, we feel bitter, we feel lowly, we feel empty, we know how much we failed Hashem over the year, how many things we did do wrong, how we didn't live up to our potential and do for Hashem what we could have and learned what we could have, etc. So the Holy Radomsker says, therefore we begin praying with our lips, the beautiful lips of Jews that are always moving and saying words to Hashem, in Hashem. And the Radomsker said that just like that thread turned white, after we daven, we have to then all of a sudden have tremendous joy, tremendous simcha. V'yedame b'nafshe k'ilu nislabnu ha'avoynois. The Radomsker says you have to see yourself as if your sins have become whitened. You've achieved atonement. We have to believe that we achieved the atonement through our lips moving. And then just continue davening with complete joy, with the whiteness, the purity, the sanctity that Yom Kippur brings to all of us. May we really believe in the power that our lips have to achieve everything that the sacrificial order did in the temple, and even more, as the holy books say. As the Lubavitcher Rebbe would always point out, that we say in the Machzor that may our lips achieve what the Kohen Gadol, what the high priest achieved in the Holy of Holies. Each and every one of us with our lips, we could achieve the same thing that the high priest did in the Holy of Holies in the temple. May we believe in the beauty that we possess inside, and may Hashem show it to us in front of our eyes in full glory in the built Beis HaMikdash this year, Mirtz Hashem, with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu.